Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, part two of He Talks to a Million Every Day. Who needs television and movies when real live action dramas with exceptional heroes are placed before us by the Spirit of God in His church? I speak today of Mr. Kim, whose testimony I began in my last article. You'll recall he was on a train nearing a certain death by execution for having betrayed his military calling in North Korea. He's just jumped from the train. And now I quote from him. As the train disappeared from sight, I was flattened on the ground, but without any harm to my body. I found myself crying out to the Lord over and over, God! There is no comparison between you and Kim Jong-il. Thank you for saving me. And I asked him to please help me escape from this hellish country and into China once more. Even with my face on wanted posters, I escaped back to the church in China where I had previously been. I was a wanted man, but the church welcomed me again. Unconditionally, and I began to try to lead a faithful walk with the Lord. People around me said, you met Jesus when you escaped from the train, and other such things. But I know that I did not really meet Him and put my trust in Him until just last year, a full 10 years after I jumped off that train. After I came to South Korea, I completed my undergraduate and graduate degrees and was selected as the president of the North Korea Defectors Association. I became also a national broadcasting writer. In 2004, I founded Freedom NK Broadcasting. And then one day I met a pastor and his wife. They were devoted to North Korea ministry. They reminded me that I should not forget the people that I left behind. So I began to develop ideas about how to minister to North Koreans living in North Korea. One idea was to start a photo studio. Here, underground believers could earn a living, share the gospel, network with other believers. All we had to do was raise a couple dollars U.S. for each worker each month, and they could go ahead and charge 10 cents a color photo. It wasn't a lot of money. But even this amount could give some stability to a believer and give them opportunities to meet with others like themselves. Yes, there were still believers all over North Korea, many of whom had kept their faith for nearly half a century, resisting the ideology forced on them. It also is sadly true that most North Korean Christians have been slaughtered over the last 50 years. The ones who remained have been kicked out to the countryside, essentially abandoned by the government. It was some of these folks that pastor and his wife approached about a photo studio. These believers were still a worshiping people. Though they ran a risk every moment, they continued to meet and worship and pray for their nation to be awakened. They even videotaped some of their meetings so that they could share with people outside their nation their faith in the Lord. And now they had a way to share it with unsuspecting customers at their own business, a photo studio. One day we received word from a North Korean Chinese deacon that believers in several towns where we were working had been arrested. North Korean news broadcast at that time, which was just this past September the 5th, announced that they had arrested spies from a foreign State Department, as well as spies from North Korea. They produced a, quote, confession of such, and even showed the equipment that we had supplied for the photo studio. Those accused spies were our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. All of the materials I had bought and sent to North Korea through believers outside the nation were being called spy materials. Our worshiping brothers and sisters who prayed right under the nose of the totalitarian state were now being prosecuted as spies. I flew immediately to the North Korea-China border and tried to save even one of those people. I appealed with tears to the pastor and his wife and asked, how can we help these underground Christians who now face public execution? I cried out in prayer with my workers, but the only news I received was that the situation was hopeless. Then in China, I received word of the final prayer prayed by the believer who had been in charge of the project in one of the cities. He prayed, Lord, please forgive me. All the people got arrested. I can't escape for the sake of only my life, Lord. I'll remain and die in order to share your story with the North Korean government. End of quote. End of his story. Now, like I said, you can have American Idol and Dancing with the Stars and Lost if it means that much to you. But as for me, I desperately need to hear and follow the Christ who's in North Korea, suffering still. Oh, yes, the price for our sins was paid in full on Calvary. The price of getting that message, though, to the world will keep being paid until enough is enough. Jesus in body and in full authority comes to take all of North Korea for himself, and all of the planet, too, for that matter. Until then, we believers go outside the camp to where he suffers and calls for us to join him. As you have heard and read several times on this blog, we need North Korea much more than they need us, because they understand the message of the crucified life. I don't think I do. How about you? Mr. Kim's story continues next time. Thanks for listening. If you'd like a written copy of what you've heard just now, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio, type in Hackberry, then click on the link that comes up, and click on Weblog. There you'll be able to find a lot of my written and audio Bible teachings and lots of information about North Korea. Please pray that God will have his way in North Korea, and in my life and your life too. Amen? Amen.